क्वेश्चन, कैन द चक्रव्यूह इन विच अभिमन्यु गॉट ट्रैप्ड बी कंपेयर्ड टू द संसार चक्र? एंड दिस इज अभिमन्यु वॉज डिडंट नो अबाउट दैट, सो ही गॉट ट्रैप्ड इन इट. ही कुड गो इन बट कुडंट कम आउट. But Krishna and Arjuna knew. And similarly, the Lord and the devotees know how to take us out of the samsara chakra. But if we don't connect with them, don't take their shelter, then we can't get out of it. We'll also get trapped in it. Answer: it's an interesting parallel. Actually, if we want, we can compare anything with anything. And we have to just see what are the similarities and what are the dissimilarities. And if in a metaphor or in any kind of comparison, if the dissimilarities are more than the similarities, then that is considered to be a weak comparison. So, it's not as Prabhupada did encourage philosophical speculation. That means we use our intelligence to try to make sense of what is given in scripture, and we use our intelligence to explain to others so that things make sense to them also. So now let's look at the similarities. The similarities in the samsara chakra, we keep going round and round, up and down. So it's like a Ferris wheel on which we are in the circumference and we are going up and down, up and down. Whereas in the Chakravyuh, the point is that it's not that there, it's you go round and round, you go deep inside. So the point at both our circles are similar, but what happens in the circle is very different. In the samsara chakra, there is no going into the center of the chakra. It is just we keep staying on the circumference and keep going round and round and round on the circumference. So they have circularity, but the nature of movement within them is different. Another point is that Abhimanyu, he went inside the samsara chakra or the chakravyuh for a specific service. Usually when we enter into the samsara chakra, it is, or say we are in a particular situation, we enter into a more entangling situation, because samsara chakra can be at various levels. It is not so much because of the desire to serve. Sometimes it can be, but it's often because of our own desire for gratification. Now, as far as the connection, now again the point is that we have to get out of the chakra. That is also, so that there is circularity and that we have to get out of that circle. Both of them are important, but in the case of Abhimanyu, there was a valid reason. He had a service for getting into the circle. It's just that he didn't know how to come out. For most of us, we don't have any reason to get in the circle. We just get into it because we want some pleasure. Sometimes, of course, we may have some service, and there's other similarities we want. We need to get out of it. Now, having said that, how do we? What are the similarities about getting out? Krishna and Arjuna knew about how to get out, and if you say Krishna is God and Arjuna is his pure devotee, is a dedicated devotee, then yes, they knew how to get out of the samsara chakra. And others had to learn from him. Abhimanyu had to learn from him, but Abhimanyu had not learned it. Now, Abhimanyu being trapped actually was not because of his fault. It was not that Abhimanyu fell asleep. It was Subhadra fell asleep, and Arjuna was describing. And seeing her fall asleep, Arjuna stopped speaking. the description of the chakra view. And that's how Abhimanyu had half knowledge. Now, we could say that if we fall asleep, if we don't show interest, then not only would we not know, but others would also not know, because say somebody is speaking and they stop speaking because some prominent part of the audience is uninterested, so others of the speaker just stop speaking. So we'll have to have that caveat over there that in a sense we could say Abhimanyu was a victim of the circumstance, whereas he did not stop sleep, it was Subhadra who fell asleep. But the point is, we could say that there is vigilance which is needed for both. Vigilance is needed to know how to get out. And for the samsara chakra, for coming out of it, ultimately we need to have a bigger purpose outside the samsara, outside the sub-chakra. That's the best if we become attached to Krishna and his service in this world and beyond this world. Then even if we are in this world, we are not trapped. And when we come out of this world, we get completely out of the scope of the trap also, out of the reach of the forces of illusion also that may entrap us. So Abhimanyu had a specific service, and as soon as he did this, that was his service, was actually specifically not just to enter into Chakravyuha, to break the Chakravyuha from within. Our purpose is not to break the Chakravyuha, to break the samsara chakra. It cannot be broken. Even in the 15th chapter, it is said that asanga shastrena drudhena chitva, that the tree of material existence is to be cut by the sword of detachment. That essentially means not so much that tree has to be cut. It is more that our entanglement with the tree has to be cut, or our, you could say, if that our connection with the tree has to be cut. Detachment is a weapon for that. So in that sense, there is some similarity. So the thrust could be that if we can highlight the similar points, and we can qualify, point out the dissimilarities, or make sure that the dissimilarities don't come in people's mind so much that they make the comparison seem stretched or artificial or invalid. So in general, any metaphor where the correlations, similarities are more than dissimilarities, that can be used for conveying some point and connecting Abhimanyu with Abhimanyu's entrapment Chakravyuha with our entrapment in material existence, and Abhimanyu's lack of knowledge and lack of access to Krishna and Arjuna with our lack of spiritual knowledge and our lack of access to the Lord and the devotee. That can be, it's a good comparison. It's creative, no doubt. So we could make a lesson that even if we are doing a service, you know, we have to be mature enough and responsible enough to know that we have to have the resources to not get entangled in the service. We have the example of Maharaj Priyavrata in the Bhagavata's 4th canto. Although he entered into royal responsibility and family responsibility for the sake of service, still he got entangled. And fortunately, by higher guidance, he was saved. But along with the intention to serve, we also need to have the intelligence to equip ourselves the necessary resources to be able to serve effectively. That could be a broad lesson that we can draw through the comparison of Abhimanyu Chakravyuha with our samsara chakra. Thank you.